It's a feud of a swashbuckling caliber. The Red Raiders and the Pirates take to battle in the world's greatest man-made harbor. It's Marlette at Harbor Beach in week number 8 of the regular season. You're listening live to the WLEW Sports Network. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight. And alongside me, as always, is a true professional. He even has a license to prove it. Please welcome Dave Hansen to the broadcast.
Thanks, Clark. Good to be back on the east side, but I'm sure glad we're indoors today.
Last week, the Harbor Beach Pirates were officially eliminated from the MHSA postseason for the first time since 2010. On the other side of the ball, the Marlette Red Raiders are sitting at 4-3. In order to reach the playoffs, they need to win the remaining games of the regular season.
Yeah, and Marlette obviously has a lot to play for tonight. This game, much tougher than their next game. But then Pirates are looking to spoil the Red Raiders' playoff hopes.
We haven't seen the Harbor Beach Pirates since week number 1, which resulted in a loss of the Bad Axe Hatchets. We didn't realize it then, but that would mark the start of a rebuilding season for Harbor Beach, something they haven't had to witness in 5 or 6 years.
Well, this is the difference here, Clark. Last year on offense, they scored on average 41 points a game. This year, just 12. And the defense only gave up 7 points a game on average. This year, 27. That's a flip of 49 points the other direction.
This week is Harbor Beach and Marlette in the Greater Thumb East. Last week, we saw the Greater Thumb West decided between Vassar and USA. The Patriots lost for the first time since week number 1, and Vassar clinched at least a share of the West Division title.
They sure did. Vassar led by their star quarterback, Tyler Humpert. He had 10 carries, 51 yards, 2 touchdowns. He was also 13 of 19 passing for another 184 yards and a touchdown.
Coming up on your WLEW Sports pregame show, we will take a trip around the region to our other games tonight, host our media roundtable, and take an in-depth look at our game of the week, the Marlette Red Raiders at the Harbor Beach Pirates. It's on your home for high school football of the WLEW Sports Network.
DS Services of Cass City is fast becoming Michigan's top source for grain bins and dryers and material handling equipment for farm and commercial operations. For anything from minor repair to a complete facilities upgrade, including site design and brand new complete systems, call DS Services. Their 22 suppliers include Stormore Grain Bins, MC and Nico Grain Dryers, and Honeyville Grain Handling Equipment. They've been building and servicing farm and commercial grain handling facilities for 3 decades. They keep a large parts inventory and provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and much more. Now is the time to get next year's projects in the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. On-farm grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them help you add margin to your success.
Oh, look, honey, a penny.
Whoopee-doo. Hooray, we've hit the jackpot. You can't get anything for a penny these days.
Oh, yes, you can. I can talk on the phone or text just 1 cent per minute.
That's crazy.
No, that's Thumb Cellular, the lowest price prepay phone service in the Thumb. They crush the competition. I can talk or text for just a penny per minute, and I can choose 4 different types of prepaid plans. And Thumb Cellular currently has a great deal for you to get on the Fast Track prepaid service. Everything you need for $39. A phone, free activation, 3,000 minutes or text for 45 days of service. No credit check and no contract.
No credit check and no contract? A penny per minute? Holy moly, I've got to get on the Fast Track at Thumb Cellular.
Get on the Fast Track with Thumb Cellular. Talk or text for just a penny a minute. Stop in at Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, Sandusky, or any authorized agent, or visit them at thumbcellular.com. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance, someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an insurance agent. like Elber Insurance Agency, who will protect you in that moment. Elber Insurance Agency, with offices in Port Hope and Harbor Beach.
Today's presentation of the WLAW Sports Network is being presented by DS Services of Cass City, Thumb Sailor, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet and Buick of Seawing, Serve Pro, Randy's Hunting Center of Bad Axe, Conic Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, Countryside Transportation of Seawing, Stacks Market of Owendale, Moore Motors of Caro, North Star Bank, B&D Heating and Cooling, Regantine Lakowski Long Group of Ameriprise, Elber Insurance of Harbor Beach and Port Hope, and Ramsey Furniture Home of Harbor Beach, our family serving yours since 1948. Sailor and Internet services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sailor, and their blazing speed of their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the Thumb. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of the MHSA and Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of WLW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. You're listening to Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLAW Sports Network. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, and to the right of me is Dave Hansen. To my left, our Director of Sports Information, traveling each game from Livonia, Michigan, Doug Cole. And to our right, our Director of Media Relations and Social Media, Kayla O'Neill. And Dave, we were nominated for an award over the week. I don't know if you realize this or not, but we've been selected a finalist for the best sports broadcasting team located in Huron County calling high school football games on Friday nights.
Wow. Well,
it's truly an honor.
It is. I better start working on an acceptance speech just in case.
I mean, you think about how many broadcast teams are calling games in Huron County on Friday nights. It's truly an honor.
Yeah, it really is. I'm glad you told me. I can prepare now.
Well, it seems that time is flying by this season. We are already in week number 8. After tonight, just one more week remains before the postseason. And for the first time in 4 years, we have a different plot line for this year's playoffs.
Well, we certainly do. You're used to seeing Harbor Beach. Most likely, the Lakers is going to miss the playoffs. And you take those teams out, you insert Sandusky's, Ubley's back, USA is back, and even Cass City. So a whole different tenure of teams we're going to be following for this playoff season.
A lot of information heading your way over the course of the next 2 weeks. One way to stay up to date is with the Facebook and Twitter pages of the WLAW Sports Network. You can receive in-game updates, stats, and even photos from the game. Simply search for WLAW Sports and click on the like or follow buttons, and we'll take care of the rest. For upcoming schedule, ability to stream live and worldwide, or to learn more about our broadcast team, check us out online at WLAWsports.com. Don't forget to listen to The Strong Side, which takes place every Sunday at 7 p.m. throughout the entire season. For those new to our listening audience, The Strong Side is a weekly sports show dedicated to high school football in the Thumb of Michigan. Dave Hansen and I are joined by Paul P. Adams from the Huron Daily Tribune to discuss the previous week and look forward to the next one. The Strong Side takes place Sundays throughout the entire season at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 and WLAWsports.com.
Yeah, if you like listening to high school football, tune in. It's definitely worth your while, and especially the playoff picture is upon us, so lots of good things to discuss.
And unfortunately, we were not nominated for Best Radio Talk Show taking place Sunday nights at 7 p.m. in Huron County. So I don't know what happened there.
But maybe next year.
Maybe next year. Up next on the WLAW Sports pregame show, we will host our famed media roundtable and see if Dave Hansen can extend his 2-game win streak to 3. That's coming up next. Keep it locked on. Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLAW Sports Network.
Serve Pro of Huron, Sanilac, and North Tuscola Counties wishes all area football teams a great season. At Serve Pro of Huron, Sanilac, and North Tuscola Counties, no job is too big and no question too small. So when fire or water damage strikes your home or business, call the team of specialists that responds faster to any size disaster. When the things that matter most to you are on the line, you want Serve Pro of Huron, Sanilac, and North Tuscola Counties on the job, helping make fire and water damage.